Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. It is a day that our Lord has made. And this new day is Friday the 17th of June, 2022. It's the day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. It is a day that no one else knows what today holds but our God. And we are excited because we have him, the one who holds the future. We have him, the one who knows what today is. And we are excited. We are excited that we are ready to fulfill and to do what the Lord has installed for us today. We are ready to allow him to order our steps. So we thank God with what he is doing at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We serve a mighty God, the friend that is closer than a brother. We are just excited as we go before the Lord this morning. We are going in prayer of agreement. For one can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000. And I know we are more than two here. We are more than three, and we can put thousands upon thousands upon thousands to flight. For there is power, there is strength in a prayer of agreement. So we are in agreement this morning, and we are excited because it's not just us who are in agreement, but we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They are backing us up this morning. As we lift up our eyes unto the hills, we know that that's where our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord, yes, who is the maker of heaven and earth. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we be afraid? Yes, we are not afraid at all. Anything, for the Lord is our strength. He is the strength of our lives, and we are not frightened. We are not intimidated by the situations of what is going on in this world. We are not afraid at all, but we are persuaded. Yes, thank you, Holy Spirit. We are persuaded that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. We thank you, Father. Yes, that even death or life or angels, they cannot separate us from the love of Christ. Even principalities and powers, those things that are present or those things that will come, they will not separate us from the love of our God. Even the heights, for our God can reach to the highest mountain, whatever mountain of life that comes before us, he can reach, he can deliver us, he can fight for us. Even the depths, Father, yes, you can reach to the deepest valley. We thank you, Father God, for your love that cannot be separated by anything. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, because even if your word reminds us that it's a righteous cry, and you, our God, you hear us from heaven, and you deliver us out of all troubles. We thank you, Father. We honor you this morning, for there is none like you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, there's one thing we desire, Father, individually and cooperatively here. Yes, one thing we desire is of our Lord, and to seek after you, Father, and to dwell in your house, in the house of the Lord, all the days of our lives. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, for you are such a good shepherd, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. We honor you, Father. We glorify your name as we come before you this morning with confidence, Father. Yes, we have this confidence in you, Lord, that if we ask anything according to your will, Father, you will hear us. And we know that when you hear us, Father, whatsoever we ask, we know that we are, our petitions are heard and are met, and our desires are met. For you give us the desires of our hearts. We thank you, Father. We honor you. We magnify your name this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, as you are our God. You are our maker. You are the air that we breathe. You are the life that we live. For in you, Father God, we move, yes, and live and have our being. In the mighty name of Jesus, we trust you, Father God, with all our hearts, Father. Yes, and we do not lean on our own understanding, because in all our ways, Father, we acknowledge you. And we thank you, Father God, for directing our paths. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify your name, Father, for leading us, yes, in green pastures, yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, and leading us beside us, yes, in still waters, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Father. We glorify your name as we continue to stand on the gap, Father, interceding. Yes, for our family members, our loved ones, yes, those who still do not know you, but we are believing, Father God, that this year, 2200 for the kingdom, and that our family members will be in the midst, Father, will be counted in those 2200 souls. So we are believing for their salvation. We are believing for their deliverance. And some, they need healing, not healing in their bodies, but emotionally, Father. Some are emotionally bankrupt, and some are emotionally damaged. And we are believing for their healing, total healing, total deliverance. So we are praying, Father God, for our brothers and sisters, yes, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, those who do not know you, that they come, Father, they come as you stand at the door of their hearts and you knock, that they will open the door for you, Father. We pray that you draw them, Father, draw them unto you. Give them a heart of flesh. Give them a soft heart, that they receive you, Father, as their Savior, and surrender their lives unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they have the understanding that God, yes, as John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We are believing for life for our loved ones, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know that when they turn their hearts to you, when they receive you, Father, accept you in their hearts, Father, that you reign in them, Lord, in this world, Father, what we are going through, all this turmoil, this madness going on, taking of lives, they will care enough not to kill their brother. They will care enough not to kill the children who are innocent children, innocent bypassers. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, I heard a story last night that broke my heart. People celebrating a graduation and this woman who had taken years as a mother of four and graduating from community college, and someone just shoot on them and got killed, leaving four children. I just pray, Father God, for her family and her loved ones, and some of who got killed also, and their families, Father. There are so many families out there who are in grief, who are in pain, in mourning right now. We pray, Father God, releasing your Holy Spirit to comfort them in these senseless murders that are going on in the mighty name of Jesus. Only you, God, can rescue us. The politicians have failed. The leadership on our communities are failing us. Even as families, we are running out of controlling and leading and helping our family members. Only you, God, we know you are the answer to our troubles today. We know you are an able God. You are a merciful God. We continue crying out to you, Father, because we know you hear us, Father God, on behalf of our nation, as we have been reminded over and over as Second Chronicles 7, that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, that you, our heavenly Father, yes, you will hear us from heaven and you forgive our sins. We pray, Father God, that you forgive our sins. We are standing on the gap asking for forgiveness of our sins, of our brothers and sisters, of our nation and nations, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you hear us, you forgive us, and you heal our land, Father. You are a healer, Lord. You heal our land. The conditions of our land are sick always. Yes, not only the disorder going on in leadership, but also in families. And our economy, Father, is not going well. It needs resuscitation. It needs your touch, Father. It needs your restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, we intercede. We stand on the gap as intercessors. Yes, in the name of Jesus. As we know, prayer changes things. We know you are not a deaf God, but you are a hearing God. You hear our prayers and you answer our prayers. Ears are not heavy that they cannot hear us, Lord. And your hand is not shortened that it cannot reach and touch in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, for you are our Father. Yes, you are the Father to the fatherless. You are the Father to the widows, yes, and those who are weak, those who cannot defend themselves. You are our defense, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are our liberator, Father, our rescuer, for you are our Father. We continue to pray, Father, yes, because you said men are ought to pray always to pray. So we are believing and trusting you that when we come, you hear us, and expecting a change, starting with ourselves individually, personal lives, our families, and our communities, and that it will spill over, yes, to the cities and nation and internationally, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, as we stand on the gap for the leaders. Yes, both our local leaders, our national leaders, and international, that they do what is right. All these executive offices, the offices of the presidents and vice president and their cabinets, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the legislative branches, Father, the Senate and the House of Representatives and all our judicial branches, Father, the Supreme Court and the lower courts and the Congress, everyone, Father, who make decisions at any level, the decisions that affect our lives. I pray, Father God, that they make sound decisions, good decisions for the betterment of the people as we stand on the gap, Father, as you have commanded us and your word teaches us to stand on the gap and pray for those who are in positions of leadership so that we can live a peaceful, loving life in the name of Jesus. And our lives do not feel peaceful right now, do not feel loving right now, when people are just congregating, celebrating accomplishments in life, then someone just passes by and kills them. That's not loving and peaceful life in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know, Father God, that only you are able. Because we know if you do not build a house, they that build it build in vain. If you, our Lord, do not keep and watch over a city, the watchman watches in vain. So we trust you, Father God. We depend on you as we decree and declare Psalm 91, that he that dwells under the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Almighty God, you are God all by yourself. You are mighty. You are mighty. And we say you are our Lord. You are our God. Yes, our refuge, our fortress. You remain our God. And we trust you, Father. We depend on you. For some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust you and we remember the name of the Lord our God. For the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, Father, we are safe. We thank you for safety, Father. We thank you. Yes, you are a covenant-keeping God. You kept your covenant with Abraham. You kept it with Isaac, yes, with Israel and Jacob, and you kept your covenant even with Elijah. You kept your covenant and you answered by fire. For our God, you are a consuming fire. You are the fire that burns all sin and drought. We thank you, Father. You kept your covenant even with Daniel. You showed up, Father, yes, as the fourth man, as they were in that fire, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, even with your children, yes, of Israel, the children of Israel. You showed up, Father. You gave them manna, yes, bread in the desert, and they did not run out. And you gave them quails, Father. You supplied the meat for them. So you still supply all our needs according to your riches in glory, the need of peace, the need of joy, yes, the need of loving and kindness, all the fruit of the Spirit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning, for you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. We put our confidence in you, Father. Yes, because you have been tried and tested and proven to be a mighty God, to be an able God, to be a kind God, a gracious God. We thank you, Father God, as
the one who heals all manner of diseases and sicknesses. You are Jehovah Shammah. You are always there. You said you will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Father God, for your presence. Yes, Jehovah Shalom, you are our peace in the midst of all this chaos. You remain our God, our peace. You said, my peace I give to you. Yes, and you do not give us the people as the men give, as the world gives. You give peace that surpasses all understanding. I thank you, Jehovah Nissi. Yes, you are Jehovah, our banner. We lift up your banner this morning for making all things, all ways that are crooked in our lives, making them straight and smoothening all rough places in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning, for he is a mighty God. He is a gracious God, a loving God, who has allowed us again today to be here. We do not take it for granted that we can wake up every morning and show up and power in or plug in or connect ourselves with the hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance. This set of friends, we know it cannot happen by ourselves, but it is God's grace, it is his mercy and his love that is sufficient that we are here, and we do not take it for granted. We thank him every day when we get to meet, because there are so many prayer groups, whether online or in person, that have fallen apart, and we are still here, and we know it is not by might, but it is by his spirit, it is by his grace, and for the leadership we have to Pastor Darlene Barnage, that she submits herself to the Almighty God, and she obeys God, and also for each and every one of us, that we unite and submit ourselves and the order that God gives us here. So I am just excited. So before we let our lines open, I just want to share with you really quick. And this week we have been talking and being encouraged in trusting our God and not leaning on our own understanding. Actually, this scripture of the week is from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It reads, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy heart. And we thank God for directing our path. We thank God for his word and all these powerful, powerful intercessory prayers we had. I felt breakthroughs this week. I felt the presence of God as we went through the week and being in his presence. So, and we do know nothing is hidden, nothing is a secret, that our nation, the state of our nation is not good. Not only our nation, but it is spilling over. When you look, you know, as far as north can go, as far as south can go, or east or west, it doesn't matter. You just close your eyes and touch on the world map, area your hand is, there is chaos, there is disorder. It doesn't matter where, the whole world is out of order. Things are not right now, whether economically, relationship-wise, nation against nation, wars. It's no longer rumors of wars. It is real war that is going on, tribal, nationality, whatever, because of greediness, because of someone want to flex their muscles, or whatever reason it is. But we as the children of God, we are not surprised, because we know what the word says. Not only as a nation or nations, but it is spilling over in families. There is chaos in families. Our families are falling apart left, right, and center. Things are not settled, and it's just out of control. Murders, it's no longer murders of strangers being murdered by strangers, but now it is family members, loved ones, murdering their family members, murdering their neighbors, people whom they know. People have lost the respect of humankind. It really doesn't matter what is going on. It's just chaos after chaos. Even when you look at your personal life, our personal life, individual life, it's chaos. Things, people are operating and functioning under medication to control their emotions, to control anxiety, stress, and emotions that are out of order. They are everywhere. Things are out of order. Stress at work. You are working, going to a job you really don't like, and you are working with people you don't get along with, but you really don't care for your boss. It's just the chaos after chaos. But we know Jesus is the answer for our troubles today. And there is nothing new. As I was going through, I was reminded of the, I was reading, actually I would like to share with you Psalm 56. Psalm 56. And as I read this psalm, I was reminded that David, by the time he wrote this psalm, it was a time when he, as a king, when they were overpowered by the Philistines. You know, the Philistines always were against the Israelites. They were always fighting these people. Because at the beginning, before he even became a king, David conquered the Philistines when he killed Goliath. But they came back and they kept on coming and coming and coming. And at this particular time, they were in war. And they were captured, and David was also captured. If you read, I believe it's in the book of 1 Samuel, around 1920 of Samuel there, you can go and read in the book of, you know, probably if they use your concordance or your whatever research tool you use, and find out that it there is a period of time David and his people were captured by the king of Gath. They call it the king of Gath. I believe his name was Achish, something like that. But anyways, the point I want to put across so that we can understand this Psalm 56 is he was in so much fear. David was in so much fear that he didn't want people to recognize him, that this is King David. But he pretended to be insane. He pretended to be a madman. He acted as a madman. The Bible says he was actually shaking his head like a mad person and drooling on himself, like the light coming down on his beard. That how desperate and how afraid he was when he was brought to this king. And the king, you know, seeing, and they said, well, why are you bringing this madman in front of me? And he told them to get rid of him and let them, you know, go. And I'm just paraphrasing. You will have to read this story. It's interesting. So, lo and behold, on chapter 56 of Psalms, David is now thanking God, praising God, acknowledging the power of God what he has done for him. The reason why this song really caught my attention, this is where we are. And it has been 2 weeks. We are encouraged, you know, basing our standing on God's word, on Second Chronicles 7, that we intercede and pray for our nation, for the status of our nation. And I do believe our God heard us, and we need to understand what was to get at a point where we believe. We have to believe. We have to believe that our prayers and that God is hearing our prayers. We have to have enough faith. So, faith is the only current that can be used for us to experience God's miracles, to experience the work of God. This is the money that works. The only money, your dollar bills, your $100 bills, or you open your bank account, you see all these zeros or whatever number you have. Those currents are not true. True currents that work, the true money that works is our faith and believing God. That works all the time. That does not depreciate. That does not go under, what are they calling these days, what we are in? In recession. No. Faith, believing God, trusting God, does not go under recession. So we need to keep on trusting God. That was not in my notes to talk about, but I believe God wanted us, or encouraging us in that way this morning. Psalm 56. Okay, I'm reading from the Living Bible. Lord, have mercy on me. All day long, the enemy to press in. Many are proud to fight against me. How they long to conquer me. That's exactly the situation where we are. There's a lot of pressure and misery going on, and everyone wants to be on top. They don't care what they do to you. They don't care whom they step on, as long as they are on top. That's what is going on right now. I'm on verse 3. But when I am afraid, I will put my confidence in you. This is David. When I am afraid, even though he was acting like a madman, pretending like he is insane, he still had his confidence in God. And yes, I will trust in the promises of God. And since I am trusting him, and what can man do to me? Verse 5. They are always twisting what I say. All that what they do is wanting to harm me, David says. There's no rest in them. It's a continual spiritual warfare. It's a continual situation. The enemy is there to harm us. He's not our friend. He's not our neighbor. He's not our friends or a family member. He is there in continual. He does not rest. He just wants to harm us. And on verse 6, he says, they meet together to perfect their plans. They hide beside the trail, listening for my steps, waiting to kill me. That's what is going on. We know if the Lord is before us, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win if God is on our side? We are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Verse 7, David says, they expect to get away with it. You see, that's what the enemy is doing. As much as he's planning and whatever he's doing, he expects to get away with. Don't let them, he prayed. Lord, don't let them get away with it. In anger, cast them to the ground. No weapon formed against us, the Bible says. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every thought or every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, it shall be condemned. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's continue. I am just excited with what God is doing, what the mighty God is saying. We are now on verse 8. This is a very short psalm. It's 13 verses. So I'm almost through now. Verse 8. You have seen me tossing and turning through the night. You have collected all my tears and preserved them in your bottle. You have recorded everyone in your book. That's David. He understands that God knows everything. There's nothing hidden. My brother, my sister, how many sleepless nights you have had where you toss and turn, and some of us are now leaning or opting to take some kind of a pill or drink some kind of a drink to allow you to sleep. This is nothing new. David said this happened to him. God was there. He saw him tossing and turning through the night and collected all the tears. How many sleepless nights you have had? Some have been going on for a month. Some it has been for years or months or weeks or whatever length it is. God knows. He said, David said, those tears I cried, you collected them and you put them in your bottle. You have recorded every one of them, everything. Nothing is hidden from God. He knows everything. He said he has recorded it in his book. So I want to encourage you, my brother, my sister, nothing is hidden from God. He knows everything. Nothing surprises him. But listen to what David says on verse 9. The very day I call for help, the tide of battle turns. My enemies flee. This one thing I know, God is for me. So my sisters, my brothers, the very day we cried for help, that very day we cried and called out to God and called according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. He heard us. The times of battle are changing. They are going somewhere. Our enemies are fleeing right now. All these things are happening in the spiritual realm. We might not be seeing it, but something good is happening in the spiritual realm. Battles are being won in spiritual realm. That's why we need faith. That's why we need to trust God. We need to believe him. That's the current that works. That's the current that binds. That's the current that takes us to the next level. And hear what David said. I'm on this 10, and I will just read through. Help me, God. And here he goes, David. I am trusting God. Oh, praise his promises. I am not afraid of anything man can do to me. Yes, praise his promises. I will surely do what I have promised. Lord, what I have promised, Lord, and thank you for your help, for you have saved me from death and my feet from sleeping, so that I can walk before the Lord in the land of the living. My brothers and sisters, prayer changes things. The Bible says men are ought to pray always and not give up. And our God hears us. And I do believe that we are, thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm just reminded of the children of Israel. You know, after all those plagues and all those things that happened in Egypt, and finally, Pharaoh let them go. And as they were going, you know, after they had traveled for so much, then Pharaoh changed his mind and he sent his army and said, go get them, go collect them. They need to come back. So they followed them. The Bible says, as they had crossed the Red Sea, when God made way, right, a bridge, God did it instantly. How long it takes for engineers and contractors and builders to build that little bridge in your neighborhood? And yes, of planning and putting things together, engineers drawing one a plan after another, draft after draft, build that small bridge. And when we talk about big bridges, they are years and years to build them. But on this particular day, the children of Israel were crossing the Red Sea. God just did all that planning, engineering, financing, contracting, everything, construction, just like that. And the children of Israel crossed over. And in Exodus 15, when the children of Israel had crossed over, and they looked back and they saw this army of Pharaoh coming, the Egyptian army coming to destroy them, as soon as they crossed over, they were all flooded in the sea, and they died in the sea. And on Exodus chapter 15, you see that Miriam and Moses and the children of Israel started singing, and the Bible says Miriam held her tambourine and she started playing and dancing and praising God. I am convinced and believe that our time of praising God has arrived. Our enemies have been defeated in the spiritual realm, in the spiritual realm. We need to have the faith. We need to trust God enough that He had us. And it has been done, and it is time to play our tambourines. It is time to stand up and dance and give honor to God and praise God for hearing our prayers and praise God for answering our prayers. That our enemies are being drowned in the sea. That our enemies are being destroyed right now. That our status of our economy is being restored. That our families are being restored. That our personal lives, we are being healed right now. So this morning, my brothers and sisters, the lines are open, and we're going to praise God and thank God. We have cried out night after night. We have tossed and turned night after night. It's time for to believe God and praise Him for hearing our prayers and giving us breakthroughs personally, giving us breakthroughs as a family, giving us breakthroughs as a body of Christ, as a nation and nations, anything and everything we have been standing on the gap. Let us praise God this morning, my brothers and sisters. Just open up your mouth and thank God for the breakthrough. Thank God for His goodness.
Oh, for all you have done,
thank you,
Father God. We worship you. We adore you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. You are so great, Lord. Lord, I'm so thankful. Lord, you are, oh God, so faithful. You are so loving. You are so kind. We worship you, Lord. We worship and adore your holy name, Lord. You're worthy to receive all the glory. You're worthy, worthy is the Lamb of the Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Glorify your name. Thou art worthy, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thou art so worthy. own God. Oh, yes, Lord, you are the presence of God. Oh, God, for your omniscience, oh, God. Lord, you are so great, oh, God. You're Alpha and Omega. You're our King of Kings. You're our Lord of Lords, Lord. Oh, you're the bridge over troubled water, Lord. You're our way, oh God. You are the only way, truth, and the life, oh God. Oh, God, we come to you right now, Lord, for being our good shepherd.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for caring. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for Calvary, Jesus. Thank you for being our salvation, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saving our souls. Thank you, Jesus, for healing our bodies. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, for making a way for us. No way. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, for accepting us into the beloved. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, that you made us conquerors, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, for your abiding grace, oh, God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love that's everlasting. Oh, God, you are worthy, oh God. Oh God, there's none like you, Jesus. Worthy, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being our help. Oh God, in the very time of trouble. Thank you for being our refuge. Thank you for being, oh God, the secret place, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, for your loving kindness. Thank you for your tender mercies, oh God. Morning by morning, mercies we see. For is thy faithfulness, oh God. Your compassion, they fail us not, Lord. They are new every morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give you the highest praises, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, King of Kings. Hallelujah, our King, our Lord, our everything. Hallelujah, our Alpha and Omega. Oh, God, we thank you, the great I am. You are the great I am.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
If there was anything that you today, all you have to do is reach out in the spirit as we were worshiping the Lord. So that's one thing we have to remember. There are times when we may not have time to get the individual prayers. We may not have time to get the individual requests. But if while we're praising the Lord and while the word is going forth, you just make a declaration before God and let him know that you trust in him because he is a trustworthy and a proven God, and we are believing that everything that we need is in the Lord. And it doesn't matter, as our Pastor Scholastica was sharing this morning, that we have to trust in him, even as David trusted in the Lord. We just have to believe that, as the scripture has said, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. The living water shall continue to flow even in this day and time. God is just doing great things, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Even through all the chaos, all the craziness that's going on in our world, we have God. God is with us. He sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to save that which was lost. So those things that were lost will be found in Jesus' name. So we're trusting God this morning, depending on him. And I thank God for just giving us the opportunity to pray and to be in agreement. So we are always going to remember that we have to pray for this nation, pray for our neighborhood. Keep it in mind that the enemy is busy, but we are busier than him. We want to stay busier than the devil. Stand before the Lord. Stand in the bound before him, trusting in him, calling out the name of Jesus, because we know that at the name of Jesus, the devil will flee. So this morning, we're grateful for the prayers that have been spoken, word that has been spoken by our Pastor Scholastica. It's just been so wonderful all during this week, each and every person, the facilitators, those who shared with us, our Sister Marie on Monday, and our Sister Mary, and even Sister Gladys, who helped to facilitate on Tuesday, and our Sister Chris and Apostle Horsley and our Evangelist Wonderland, each one in our respective places. We appreciate your time that you take to prepare. And those who come, we may not hear your voices, but we know that you're there and you're here to do God's will and to be in agreement, because when we're in agreement, the enemy has no chance. You know, we just have to keep the prayers going, and we know that God is answering our prayers. So this morning, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ, and that's each and every person, no matter where they live in this world, that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject those words, and they will not come to pass. We send them back to the sender, because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we continue to seek the face of God. And though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, because the Lord is with us. I decree this morning that the wickedness in high places is destroyed. And I declare and decree that we pour down strongholds through the body, through the word of God. I decree that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. So all of our family members, we're believing for their souls to come into the kingdom, no matter what they're doing, no matter how they're acting. We're believing in the future they will look so much better because they will be a part of the kingdom of God. I decree that we are victorious through Christ, and the devil is under our feet. I decree every financial mountain is removed from our lives, because we are the seed of Abraham and his blessings are ours. I decree that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I decree this morning that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And I decree this morning that we will continue to keep our eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. So I thank everyone for being here. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for loving me back. Thank you for sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ when you have that opportunity. Thank you for loving your family, loving those who are hard to love, loving your enemies, even your neighbors who are cantankerous. Love them anyway and bless them so that they will come into the kingdom. Amen. So as we leave today, we will not leave the presence of the Lord, and we believe that we will have a wonderful weekend, a good rest of your life, an excellent life in Jesus Christ is what we look forward to. So once again, I love you. Everybody have a beautiful day and weekend. Amen.
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 Amen. Glory. Glory. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one
who has joined us today, there may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.